So we continue meditation. Do you remember what last time? It's a hard time, you know. So she wasn't feeling very well. She said, when the vision ended, a cold sweat bathed my forehead. Jesus made it known to me that even if I did not give my consent to this, I could still be saved. She was afraid not to be saved. And he would not lessen his graces, but would still continue to have the same intimate relationship with me, so that even if I did not consent to make this sacrifice, God's generosity would not lessen thereby. Let me go back to the previous, see what exactly happening. Go back to the previous paragraph. When it came to the adoration, I felt within my soul that I had entered the temple of the living God, whose majesty is great and incomprehensible. And he made known to me that what even the purest spirit are in his sight. Although I saw nothing externally, God's presence pervaded me. At that very moment, my intellect was strangely illuminated. A vision passed before the eyes of my soul. It was like the vision Jesus had in the Garden of Olives. First, the physical sufferings and all the circumstances that would increase them. Then the full scope of the spiritual sufferings and those that no one would know about. Everything entered into the vision. False suspicions, loss of good name. I've summarized it here, but this knowledge was already so clear that what I went through later on was in no way different from what I had known at that moment. My name used to be sacrificed. That means he shared the suffering Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Lord gave me to know that the whole mystery depended on me, on my free consent to the sacrifice which with full use of my faculties. In this free and conscious act lies the whole power and the value before His Majesty. Even if none of these things of which I offered myself would ever happen to me, before the Lord, everything was as though it had already been consummated. So she was really afraid, you know, to be sacrificed. It's very horrible, you know, seeing the suffering of Jesus so much. So she thought she could not sustain in this pain. At that moment, I realized I was entering into communion with the incomprehensible majesty. I felt that God was waiting for my word, my consent. Then my spirit immersed itself in the Lord, and I said, do with me as you please. She dare not accept, but if the Lord wants, I say yes. I subject myself to your will. As of today, your holy will shall be my nourishment, and I will be faithful to your commands. With the help of your grace, do with me as you please. I beg you, O Lord, be with me at every moment of my life. That's her willingness that we have to learn from life. Many times, when we dare not, or we don't want to follow really strict the will of God, we are afraid, as if God is really doing something painful for us, you know. But just open yourself. Suddenly, when I had consented to this sacrifice with all my heart and with all my will, God's presence pervaded me. My soul became immersed in God and was inundated with such happiness, and I cannot put in writing even the smallest part of it. So I think every time we are really open and say, yes, to the will of God, we got the peace. Sometimes we don't have peace because we are struggling. We don't want, you know. I felt that His Majesty was enveloping me. I was extraordinarily fused with God. I saw that God was well pleased with me, and reciprocally, my spirit drowned itself in Him. Aware of this union with God, I felt I was specially loved, and in turn, I loved with all my soul. I think all of us felt the love of God for us, at times, in a different way. God never loved you, but only we are so weak at times, we don't want to follow Him so strict. A great mystery took place during that adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. A mystery between the Lord and myself. It seemed to me that I would die of love at the sight of His glance. I spoke much with the Lord, with the uttering a single word. So this is contemplation. You don't have to say all the words before the Lord, just to be. And the Lord said to me, "You are the delight of my heart. From today on, every one of your acts, even the smallest, will be delight to my eyes, whatever you do." So what's pleasing to God is always you say yes to the will of God. Ready, no matter how difficult it is. So at the moment, I felt consecrated. My earthly body was the same, but my soul was different. God was now living in it with the totality of His delight, His will. No. This is not a feeling, but a conscious reality that nothing can obscure. So we can have the same experience of you to be with the Lord. A great mystery has been accomplished between God and me. Courage and strength have remained in my soul. When the time of the ration came to an end, they came out and calmly faced everything I had feared so much before, because she's a sort of people not accepting her, no? Because the other sisters, even the superiors, they have some kind of doubt whether he is sane or not, is or insane, because they have so many thoughts about Jesus, and then they can't believe that how can Jesus ask her to paint a picture of Himself? Nobody did it before in history, you know. When it came out into the corridor, a great suffering and humiliation at the hands of a certain person was awaiting me, you see. Even you have the peace and joy within, still God allowing something different happen to us. I accepted it with submission to a higher will and snuggled closely to the most secret heart of Jesus, letting Him know what I was ready for that for which I had offered myself. So at times we have to also approach, you know, somebody approaches, it's not, you know, a friendly, just be ready. You be only with Jesus. Suffering seemed to spring out of the ground. Even Mother Margaret herself was surprised. For others, many things passed unnoticed, for indeed, it wasn't worth paying any attention to them. But in my case, nothing passed unnoticed. Sensitive, you know, when you're really living in God, you're more sensitive. You're rough, but doesn't care. But the more you live in God's will, the more you're sensitive. That's our heavenly mother, you know. She's very sensitive. When people see her got a womb, pregnant, and she can see the eye of so many doubts. Each wood was analyzed, its depth watched. That means people is watching her, analyzing her. One sister said to me, "Get ready, sister, to receive a small cross at the hands of Mother Superior. I feel sorry for you, everybody knows how to want to cross. But as for me, I rejoice at this in the depths of my soul, and I have been ready for it for a long time. Ready for the cross is important. When she saw my courage, she was surprised. I see now that a soul cannot do much of itself, but with God, He can do all things. So you are doing your thing, your own. With God, God will do it together with you. Behold what God's grace can do. Few are the souls that are always watchful for divine graces, and even fewer of such souls who follow those inspirations faithfully. Still, a soul which is faithful to God cannot confirm its own inspirations. It's true, no? Sometimes really from the Lord, but sometimes even from the evil spirit. And you have to discern. That's why she is yearning to look for a spiritual director to tell her yes or no. Because at times confused. At times so beautiful, and times, you know, it's really. He must submit them to the control of a very wise another priest. And until it is quite certain, it should remain distrustful. So even she got beautiful thoughts, she should kind of, you know, doubt whether it's from Jesus or from the Holy Spirit or from the evil spirit. It should not, on its own initiative alone, but its true, its trust in these inspirations and all other high graces, because it can thus expose itself to great losses. Even though a soul may immediately distinguish between false inspirations and those of God, it should nevertheless be careful, because many things are uncertain. To the more you have disgrace, no? Don't always say, the Lord said to me this, you have to do this, do that. Not necessary. You have to be humble. Otherwise, you're not humble. You just be all in God's hand. No, not necessary. God is pleased and rejoices when a soul distrusts Him for His own sake. It's interesting, eh? Because it loves Him. It is prudent and itself asks and searches for help to make certain that it is really God who is acting within it. And once a well-instructed confessor has confirmed this, the soul should be at peace and give itself up to God, according to His directions, that is, according to the directions of the confessor. This humility. Even though you have the same inspiration yourself, humble, share with your spiritual director. Of course, you need to get a wise one, a prudent one. Pure love is capable of great deeds. It's true, huh? And it is not broken by difficulty or adversity. Charity, huh? And it means every remains strong in the midst of great difficulties. So too, it perseveres in the toilsome and drab life of each day. It knows that only one thing is needed to please God, to do even the smallest things out of great love. This is one of the motto of Mother Teresa, no? Do small things of a great heart. Love, and always love. You too, even doing kitchen work, as a kind of apostolic work, you do it for Jesus. Even they are not pagans. But Jesus is there, no? You do it for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Nothing else. You, Jesus, yourself, in you, serving Jesus in each person. Pure love never errs. Its light is strangely plentiful. It will not do anything that might displease God. It is ingenious at doing what is more pleasing to God, and no one will equal it. It is happy when it can empty itself and burn like the pure offering. The more it gives to itself, of itself, the happier it is. But also, no one can sense dangers from afar as can love. It knows how to unmask and also knows with whom it has to deal. So always be humble to love. But my torments are coming to an end. The Lord is giving me the promised help. I can see it in two priests, namely Father Andres and Father Sopoko. During the retreat before my perpetual vow, I was set completely at peace for the first time by Father Andres. And afterwards, I was led in the same direction by Father Sopoko too. This was the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. Now she feels safe. Not because she has no trial in the future, because she is certain with a good spiritual director, she can go ahead, yes or no. She's very humble. Right? When I was set at peace and taught how to follow God's paths, my spirit rejoiced in the Lord, and it seemed to me that I was running, not walking. My wings were spread for flight. I soared into the very heat of the sun and will not descend until I rest in Him, in whom my soul has lost itself forever, and I subjected myself totally to the action of grace. God stoops very low to my soul. I do not draw back, nor do I resist Him, but I lose myself to Him as my only treasure. I am one with the Lord. It is as if the gulf between us, creator, creature, disappear. So we are one. So God is so wonderful. He's so far from, I mean, majesty. God is really, He's a creator, no? We are creature, nothing. But when this love exists, we are one with the Lord. For a few days, my soul was or in a state of continuous ecstasy. God's presence did not leave me for a single moment, you know. And my soul remained in continuous loving union with the Lord. But this in no way interfered with the performances, with the performance of my duties. I was transformed into love. I was at a fire, but without being burnt up. I lose myself in God unceasingly. God drew me to Himself so strongly and powerfully that sometimes I was not aware of being on earth. I had impeded and feared God's grace for so long, and now God Himself feared God's grace for so long, I had impeded and feared God's grace for so long, and now God Himself, through Father Andres, has removed all difficulties. My spirit has been burned towards the sun and has blossomed in its rays for Him alone. I understand no more. The next paragraph. I've wasted many of God's graces because I was always afraid of being denied. God drew me to Himself so powerfully, and often it was not in my power to resist His grace when I was suddenly immersed in Him. At these moments, Jesus filled me with such great peace, and later on, even when I tried to become uneasy, I could not do so. And then I heard these words in my soul, Jesus' word. In order that you may be assured that it is I who am demanding all these things of you, I will give you such profound peace that even if you wanted to feel troubled and frightened, it will not be in your power to do so today. But love will flood your soul to the point of your self-abnegation. Later, Jesus gave me another priest, quote, Father Sopoko, before whom he ordered me to reveal to my soul. At first, I did so with a bit of hesitation, But a severe reprimand from Jesus brought about a deep humility within my soul. No, Jesus is training her. She wants to, but at times humanity is there, no? So she just keep kind of with Jesus, teach her. Under this direction, my soul made quick progress in the love of God, and many wishes of the Lord were carried out externally. Many a time have I been astonished at his courage and his profound humility. So this is the spiritual director also. The spiritual director also has to be humble. You know, oh, how wretched my soul is for having wasted so many graces. I was running away from God, and he pursued me with his graces. We too, many times we are going far, far away from the Lord, and he's very chasing us from the back. Get it back. I was running away from God, and he pursued me with his graces. I most often experience God's graces when I least expect them. When you expect, God's there. From the moment he gave me a spiritual director, I've been more faithful to grace. Thanks to the director and his watchfulness over my soul, I've learned what guidance means and how Jesus looks at it. Jesus warned me of the least fault and stressed that he himself judges the matter that I present to my confessor. And Jesus told me that any transgressions against the confessor touch me myself. That means anybody against, attack her spiritual director, attack Jesus himself. In fact, it's Jesus himself through the mouth of Sopoko teaching her. So Jesus not always make sure, well, Jesus makes sure anything, but the evil spirit is there. So Jesus working through men also. So the only thing we have to learn from life is be humble. Okay? Next week we continue.